The United States has remembered the nearly 3,000 people who died 15 years ago in the 9/11 jihadist attacks. President Obama paid his tribute at a memorial service at the Pentagon, one of the targets of the attackers.
15 years ago, a September day that began like any other became one of the darkest in our nation's history. This weekend, we stand with the survivors who still bear the scars of that day. We thank the first responders who risked everything to save others. And we salute a generation of Americans, our men and women in uniform, diplomats, and our intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement professionals who serve and, in some cases, have given their lives to help keep us safe.
Another memorial service took place in New York, where the Twin Towers were targeted when two planes were deliberately flown into them. In the churchyard of St. Paul's Chapel in Lower Manhattan, the bell of hope began to toll at the moment when a hijacked plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. One of those attending the service was the Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton, who was forced to leave early after feeling unwell. It's now been revealed that the reason Hillary Clinton fell ill during a memorial service was because she was suffering from pneumonia. Her doctor said Mrs. Clinton was diagnosed on Friday. The BBC's Nick Bryant told us what happened.
Her doctor has issued a new explanation, saying that on Friday, following treatment for a prolonged cough, Hillary Clinton was diagnosed with pneumonia. She was advised to rest and modify her schedule. Her doctor, Lisa Bardak, said that she'd become overheated and dehydrated at this morning's event, but was now recovering nicely.
Bryant in New York. Reports from South Korea says it has plans to destroy the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, were the North to attempt to launch a nuclear attack. South Korea doesn't have nuclear weapons of its own, and the plan, revealed to MPs and the country's main news agency, involves conventional ballistic missiles and shells fired across the border. It would be surprising if there wasn't a prepared response, so why come out with it now? Well, it follows, of course, Friday's nuclear test, the largest so far, and growing frustration about the failure of sanctions to curb Pyongyang's nuclear program.